Hello, everyone. In this episode, I talk to Thomas Maillard, a member of the Faculty of Economics and Management at the University of Geneva. Thomas is responsible for the university SDG solution space and is the founder of Open Geneva. Open Geneva is the open innovation festival for science, technology, and society. This festival gathers every year hundreds of hackers and innovators throughout the city in multiple hackathons and conferences. So Thomas, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Thomas Maillard and I live in Geneva, and I'm a member of the Faculty of Economics and Management at the University of Geneva.
You were born here. Is Geneva your city?
Yeah, I guess it's my city now, but I was not born here. I was born in Strasbourg and Basel in Colmar in eastern France, and I grew up there. But then I did my studies at EPFL and in Lausanne.
So Geneva is your adoption city.
Yes, we can say so.
And so, what brought you here? What do you particularly like about Geneva?
My wife, I think, she brought me here. And I think at first I didn't really like it much. I think it's a small city, and it's not as exciting as many other cities like, Paris, Berlin, or San Francisco, or even Zurich in Switzerland. But it's kind of a nice place. It takes time to discover this place. There's a lot of hidden gems, and I like this.
It's a city between the lake and the mountains, and it's very vibrant. And of course, if you met your wife, that's a really good reason to come to the city.
Yeah. Sure, it is. What I really like about this city is that you can just take a bus, and then you can take a gondola up to the Mont Salève, which is right above the city, and just chill and look at the city. It's beautiful. You have the city, the lake, and the Jura Mountain on the back. It's just a stunning place, I would say.
So you mentioned the EPFL. So EPFL is an engineering school close to Geneva in a city called Lausanne. What did you do there?
Oh, I studied civil engineering. And EPFL is the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne, a premier school in Europe and maybe in the world. Very nice place.
With a really good reputation. And now you're at Geneva University, and what do you do here at the university?
So I'm partly in charge of a program called the Geneva Tsinghua Initiative for the Sustainable Development Goals. And the goal is to teach the students to become innovators for a better world for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations.
Geneva Tsinghua Initiative. Tsinghua is a Chinese university, right?
Yeah, Tsinghua is let's call it the Chinese MIT. It's the top school in China and one of the top schools in Asia.
And Geneva University and Tsinghua work on sustainable development goals together. Tell us a little more about this.
Yes, the partnership started at the World Economic Forum in 2016, and the idea was that the president of Tsinghua was advised to get in touch with the University of Geneva to connect with the International Geneva as the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, were started. And the deal was made a year later that actually the University of Geneva would be a way for the Chinese school elite to come here and to learn about like all the international organizations' work and all this big mission of the United Nations, which are the SDGs, should be implemented. And for the University of Geneva, it's very important to, let's get out of our golden cage and go and watch what's going on in China and get a sense of scale of what are the challenges of this world. So that's what we expect from our students, to come to Geneva to learn about the amazing Geneva, International Geneva ecosystem, and also to go to China to really understand where are the big challenges.
And I understand that as part of this program, you actually lead the solution space that you have developed around the Sustainable Development Goals.
Yes, the SDG solution space is a unique maker space, which is right at the heart of International Geneva. We are here 500 meters away from the Palais des Nations, a few hundred meters from ITU, the International Telecommunication Union, and from WIPO, which is the World International Property Office, and so on and so forth. We get in the radius of 1 kilometer, we get let's say several hundred NGOs, tens of UN agencies, and also hundreds of UN missions, so missions of countries being represented at the United Nations.
And we're in this solution space now, so we can hear some engineers in the background doing some work. Tell us the nature of what happens here with the students coming from China on one side and from all around the world.
Yeah, so the Sustainable Development Goals, as you know, have taken over the Millennium Goals, and the goal is really to achieve 17 big goals by 2030. They started in 2015. We have already passed a third of the time that we have to really make the world a much, much, much better place. And by many ways, the indicators are not that good. So what we want to teach new generations of students is to become agile and to go fast and to be bold and to learn to practically implement new innovations, not just learn from school books, but learn by doing, get a critical reflection, and even go very quickly with prototyping and doing stuff and try to launch startups within the program.
Great. This is really, really interesting. And as you know, this podcast is about smart and sustainable city, and the United Nations SDG 11 is about smart and sustainable city. And I understand that from your background, you know, having studied at EPFL, but also you spent some time in the Silicon Valley, you wanted to bring to Geneva some of those innovation mindset that characterizes some of what we see in the Silicon Valley. And you helped create or accelerate an innovation festival in Geneva called Open Geneva.
You know, when you think about Silicon Valley from an innovation standpoint, the discussion is all about like venture capital. So we say, oh, Silicon Valley is the place where you have most venture capital, and that's why it's competitive. And so every innovation place should attract more venture capital. This is absolutely true. But what I discovered in Silicon Valley, it's more of a mindset. Just that people, they say, oh, I want to do something. I'm going to just to work hard and make it happen. And we don't really care about diplomas or certifications or whatever. You get people who during the day they're going to help at a restaurant, and the night they're going to be hacking an Arduino once the restaurant is closed. This was really profoundly inspiring to me to see that actually everyone in the Silicon Valley is amazed and enthusiastic about technology and innovation, not only Stanford and Berkeley graduates. And this is great, I think.
So you brought that mindset, that Silicon Valley mindset, to Geneva. And now we have this innovation festival that's vibrant and actually in what its fifth instance in Geneva, right?
Yeah. So when I came back to Geneva, I saw like, okay, I can spend the rest of my life complaining that actually Geneva is not as exciting as the Silicon Valley, or try to change culture. And I came at the right moment, and I was very lucky and was not alone. Actually, we were a bunch of people willing to change things, and we came up with this idea of having a festival for innovation, and that would be popular for everyone to participate and to also to organize events for innovation, for open innovation. And so we started as a festival in 2017, and very quickly, in a few months, we gathered 20 events, 400 participants, and we saw like, oh, we're lucky, we're going to try again next year, and the next year we doubled the number of people and the number of events. And now we are we were in 2019 last year, and we are like 1,200 participants for about 30 events, which I think for a city of the size of Geneva is pretty much sizable, and we're probably going to expand.
So now we're in 2020, and this festival is taking a new dimension with support from, of course, the state, the city, but also some semi-private companies and some private companies alongside University of Geneva. So it's a whole ecosystem. We've heard at the World Economic Forum this year a lot of folks talking about the stakeholder economy. But here we're really talking about stakeholder innovation, stakeholder mindset. And what's really interesting, what I'd like you to tell us a little more about, is that this is really a grassroots, bottoms-up innovation of people collaborating together, no matter where they're coming from, really in a Silicon Valley mindset, where everybody, no matter their title, where they're coming from, get together and drive innovation.
Yeah. I mean, Geneva has many, has a lot of potential. We had a minister, actually, of economy, research and innovation. We really got the point that actually there are so many different organizations and institutions in Geneva. The point is like, how can we make them work together? And that's really the big challenge. You get, think about it. You have University of Geneva, two Nobel Prize winners in 2019. The CERN is the largest concentration of gray matter in the world. This ecosystem typically didn't really, people did not talk to each other. But imagine that you start to do innovation in a way that an engineer from the CERN is going to meet with a physician from the hospital, who is going to meet with a social innovator, who is going to meet with an economist or a sustainable finance person from the banking industry in Geneva. And then you think like, oh, okay, this has a lot of potential, but also a lot of there's also a lot of barriers to actually make these people work together and be happy to work together. And that's the problem we are trying to solve.
So it's really people getting together to collaborate, and what you're saying is innovation comes out of open collaboration, open innovation, really.
Now the world is facing some problems that are really, really hard problem. We have to solve them. They are at scale, and we have to solve them quickly. We have this coronavirus outbreak now in China, and you see like, oh, it's a big thing because actually it could spread all over the world. It's time critical. We have to find ways. No way you can do that with a single intelligence or even a little group. We have to just to reach out when we have to be adaptive, to be quick, to take some decisions very quickly. And this requires a variety of mindsets. There are many other problems that require more collective intelligence, meaning a diversity of people in expertise and culture to meet together and to solve problems. People who are experts, they have this tendency not to speak the same language as others. And the point is that, and they also have the tendency not to mix with the normal population, I would say. And as they get stuck in what we call ivory tower, so they get into a technocratic discourse, and they think everything technically. And we believe that actually collective intelligence can emerge not only from superstars being together and maybe talking to each other, but also having the population and normal people be next to the Nobel Prize winner and say, hey, look, your idea is great, but I think it's never going to be implemented because it doesn't work, right?
So breaking the ivory tower and driving collaborative innovation, I love it. For cities listening to this program, what is your advice? What are your thoughts on how they, too, can drive collaborative innovation, can drive a stakeholder mindset and innovation forward?
So it's all about being frugal. You have to really think about like, who are the key people who are super intrinsically motivated? Like, they just do things with their heart. They really want to change things. Of course, you want to have to select those people who want to change things, but also have some kind of leverage, not necessarily money, but actually a drive, a capacity to change and to evolve. And that's the key thing. So don't necessarily reach out to the government, but just get in touch with those people who really want to change, get things changed, and they have enough responsibility to get things moving. So, for instance, we have the Center of Innovation of the University Hospital. They had an internal mission to change the mindset of people in the hospital and to make them more involved in the future of the hospital, so which goes through innovation. And so they say, we're going to organize a hackathon for that. And then other people say, oh, we want to do the same. And then it started this way. So I think you need to have like a leading house at some point that says, no, yeah, we have to move on this, and then try to aggregate more of this goodwill from other organizations and say, hey, you should also jump in board. And then in the end, there's a lot of herding effect everywhere. We are all humans. So once it starts growing, then people say, oh, I also want to participate, and then you get started. So very, very, it should be cheap, and it should not be with big budget. Otherwise, you lose the good soul.
So you say, don't wait for government to take initiative. Government, of course, can jump in like they've done in Geneva, but citizens should not wait for the government to take that initiative, because it's really a stakeholder motivated group of individuals that started this in Geneva. And then you found the hospital, you found the Swiss TV, you found a number of private companies and the government and the city joining in as stakeholders, right?
Yeah, I think we are lucky because I don't say we don't need the government. I would say we need the government, but I think we were lucky in Geneva that actually people at the government, they recognized early on that there was a lot of value in what we were doing. So I'm not going to say go against the government, it's not the point, but it's more like say, once you have a critical mass of people who are interested and actually not only interested, but getting started, even with small events, with small mini hacks or workshops or whatever, then your government can no longer really ignore. And then that's where you're building leverage. And then people say, oh, this is great. And they want to sponsor more, I guess.
So for those cities interested about driving such an innovation festival, where should they start?
Yeah, so, I mean, the easiest way is really get in touch with us at opengeneva.org. Just write to hello@opengeneva.org. There's no yet a form online that allows to just say I want to organize my own festival, but we can really respond to requests and help. We replicated the festival in China late November, so we have some kind of experience already to export the model.
Thomas Maillard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pierre.